Raising his eyes toward his disciples, Jesus said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude and insult you, and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven, for their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. But woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in the same way." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
By show of hands, who here likes being hungry? A couple? Okay. That doesn't make any sense. But that's exactly what Jesus says. He says, "Blessed are you who are poor, who are hungry, those who weep, and those who mourn." That doesn't seem blessed. To be blessed means to be happy. And those are the times I'm usually the least happy, when I'm poor, especially when I'm hungry, weeping, and hated. I don't like those things. Most of us, except a couple of our friends, don't like those things. What is Jesus getting at today? Jesus doesn't rejoice when we're poor, hungry, weeping, or hated, just because of that. But he rejoices to see us there because Jesus knows that he is a beloved son. Jesus knows just how good the Father is, and he knows that the Father actually likes taking care of us. Sometimes we want to take care of ourselves, and we'll tell God, "I'm fine. No, actually, I got it taken care of. I'm hungry. I'll feed myself. I don't want what you have to cook." But the Father gives us such better food. The Father cares for us so well. So much better than we can care for ourselves. The Father wants to take care of us, but he can only take care of us if we let him. He wants to be such a good father to us, but we'll tell him, like, "No, I'm good. I'd rather just not be starving. I'd rather have crackers than steak." And the Father actually wants us to be at the place we can turn to him and say, "Okay, God, you take care of me." Sometimes when we get tired, sometimes when we're annoyed, sometimes we feel hungry, sometimes we feel hated by others. And what we do is just, "I'll take care of myself. I'll feed myself. I'll take care of myself. I'll try and numb the pain by turning to screens, by turning to food, turning to whatever else." The Father doesn't want us to be numb. Our Father wants us to let him care for us. So if we're at school, maybe we feel hated by one of our classmates. Maybe we feel hurt. What do we do? What the Father wants most of all is, first of all, for us to go to him. The first thing we should do is go to prayer and tell our Father where we are. We can tell our Father, "Father, I feel poor. I feel hungry. I feel hurt. I feel like I'm ready to weep." Not because our Father rejoices in us being in that place, but he wants us to go to him. He wants us to give him the chance to pick us up. So if that ever happens, we ever feel in this place, "I'm out of control. I feel hurt. I feel just not loved right now." What the Father wants more than anything is just the chance to pick us up. So my friends, if that ever happens, we go to the Father. We simply take 1 minute to go away by ourselves, not to stay by ourselves, but just 1 minute to go and be with our Father. Tell him, Father, I feel hurt because my friend said this. Father, I just feel in pain. I feel like I'm ready to weep because of this happened. I feel just hurt because my friend is hurting right now. We go to our Father and tell him that and give that to him. The Father takes care of things. We have to trust him that he is a good Father. And he actually cherishes the chance to be that good of a Father to each of us.